building world will never be the same.
Get ready for MD Radio with your host, Sean Ray. We'll take you inside the world of health and fitness with a focus on bodybuilding. Now, here's your host, Sean Ray.
Welcome back, everybody, to another season of MD Radio. It's Monday, January the 14th, and I've just got back from a cross-country 24-hour whirlwind tour with our good people out there at Oxygen for Energy, David Doves and Jeff Perlmutter. We got some big plans for the Oxygen for Energy in a can, 95% oxygen, to help restart, re-energize, and revitalize your workout. So look for that at oxygenforenergy.com/SugarSean. Get yours today. With that being said, it's very cold out there in Chicago. They had me go the long way. I went through Dallas where I saw the Dallas Cowboy fans crying, and then I went into Cleveland or into Chicago and all the Cleveland Bears fans were crying. Came back through Houston and the Texans were all pissed off, and got to California and the sun is shining and everything is in order. For those of you that don't know, over the weekend I had to lay to rest my older brother, LaRoyal Collins, as a matter of fact, we call him Rabbit, 52 years young, passed away in his sleep. So my thoughts are out with my big brother Rabbit, who made me a stronger bodybuilder, and everything was good. The entire family came together to send him off in grand fashion. I'm at peace with that, knowing that he's up there with my dad and a lot of other people up there. Later on, we're going to have Bob Ciccarillo chime in. I know his dad's up there in heaven and Dan Solomon's father. So my brother Rabbit's in good place, and we're looking forward to big things coming in 2013. A big shout-out and congratulations to Fit Adina, our new online editor, as well. We've got a lot of things going on. Peter McGough is moving up in the bodybuilding industry, assuming his rightful place at the top of the food chain at Team Muscular Development. So Steve Bleckman continually to build the number one grade A team here at Muscular Development. Here at MD Radio, we're going to keep bringing you all the action, news, and information starting this weekend right here in Los Angeles, where we're going to have the LA Fit Expo take place at the Convention Center here in Los Angeles, where you're liable to see anybody who is anybody. And, of course, Jordan Beckman will be there with the MD TV camera. We're going to see Phil Heath and Jay Cutler out there, and maybe we'll see our next guest coming on by way of San Jose, one of the greatest Arnold Classic champions of all time, our four-time champion, fabulous Flex Wheeler. Flex, welcome back to MD Radio.
Hey, bro. Thanks for having me. I appreciate it. Happy New Year's to everybody out there.
You are one of the more humble bodybuilders in your old age, advanced at 47. Your record's about to be challenged, man. Are you a little bit nervous, or are you welcoming this run that Dexter Jackson's putting together, going for record tying number four in Columbus, Ohio, coming up in a little more than a month?
No, I welcome anyone to break the record. As I've always said, records are meant to be broken. I'm looking forward to seeing what happens. Dexter definitely has the arsenal to be able to pull it off, and being that we're incredibly close friends, I wanted no other than a close friend to win a title or challenge and tie the title, that is.
Well, for those that haven't been following along, Flex Wheeler won his first Arnold Classic in 1993. At a paltry 216 pounds, went on to win three more after a broken neck and a car crash and a couple of runs at the Mr. Olympia title. And now Dexter Jackson, some 14 or 15 years into his pro career, coming off a Masters Olympia title, looking for number four. Flex, first and foremost, are you going to be here in Los Angeles this weekend? Are you available or what?
I would not be. Unfortunately, I have a trip after that that I'll be gone away from home for a week. So I decided not to go. My team will be there, and we will have a booth and everything, but I will not be attending.
Yeah, well, for those of you that haven't been there, Flex, you've been there in the past. What can these guys expect coming out there right behind the hometown,
Convention Center? Of, Southern California and also around, you know, United States and everything. It's a show not to be missed. Great year, great way to start off the year also.
Yep, and the L.A. Clippers that are dominating the NBA will be playing on Saturday night, so a lot of people will descend right there in the downtown area. Now, Flex, that being said, we're going to have all of our resources out there covering that event, and that's really where the bodybuilding season starts. We're going to be absent of the Flex Pro that typically takes place in the month of February, which used to be called the Pro Ironman, which you also hold the record with five of those titles. Damn, L.A.'s been pretty good to you.
L.A.'s been great to me. I still consider L.A. my home. Of course, I live in a Bay Area now, but whenever I make a trip down to the south, I feel like I'm at home once I get on the 101.
Yeah, Well, we're heading into a new season. It's 2013. You're still doing the business. You were all over the place last year in Spain and in Brazil and, of course, over in England. And now, going ahead, you've been working very hard with this company, AAFX, and you guys sponsor a lot of good stuff there at Muscular Development. What can we expect from you guys coming out this year?
Well, we're ramping up our calendar to be at more shows and being international. We're continuing to try to bring out great products and stuff like that. And as you said, I've happily been one of the partners and owners of All American EFX since 2007. So, you know, we planned on trying to light the 2013 year up. What a blast!
Yep. Well, there was a time when people used to kind of come to you. You were kind of a semi-guru in the training industry. Are you gotten away from that? Or are you helping work with athletes this year?
No, I'm still working with athletes. I just keep it on low. I know the definition of a guru, but I don't know what that really means in our world. I have some knowledge on what I know, and I try to share it with guys who feel that's a value to them, but by no way am I a guru. I still have a lot to learn, and actually I still learn from guys, but I do still share and sell my knowledge. As you know, the game is to be sold, not to be told. So I get on a little bit.
Yeah, well, going forward, Flex, of course, this is not a weekend where pro bodybuilding is taking place. It's the Ironman Naturally Championships. But going forward, we're going to start the year off, and appropriately so, with the 25-year anniversary of the Honor Classic right there in Columbus, Ohio, which, again, I love saying this. It made you almost $500,000, which no one else can lay claim to. And Ohio, if L.A.'s been good to you, Ohio's been spectacular for your career and for letting the world know who you are. Over 150,000 fans, four-day event. You're one of the all-stars there. This is going to be a reunion of sorts since they're going to have all the past champions on stage like they did at the 20-year. How excited are you for going back there, not only being recognized for your body of work, getting back on that stage in a capacity where you're being honored? We've seen Lifetime Achievement Awards given out to Sly Stallone and Jack LaLanne and Reg Park and most recently Robert Kennedy from Muscle Mag. And now you're going to go back in this celebratory fashion and also work in your booth. What do you make of all of this in your career?
You know, for me personally, you know, the Arnold Classic is the biggest show in the world. You know, I'm somewhat prejudiced because I've always done and fared there better than I have at the Olympia. But it's just great. You know, it's an opportunity. It's at the beginning of the year, so it's the first biggest show, international show there is. And now that they have also the Arnold Classic amateur, you just get guys from all over the world. So it's a great opportunity to meet your fans and stuff like that on a business side with All American EFX. It's a great opportunity to meet with new distributors around the world and try to meet and greet and get some business started, and then, you know, hopefully carry that out through the rest of the year. So other than that, I mean, it's always a spectacular show. Obviously this year, Dexter going in to try and challenge my title is going to be beautiful. I know a lot of people are waiting to see what happens for that, and I'm actually personally, you know, interested to see if Dexter can achieve the look that he did at the Masters Nationals. And if he does, I find it very hard to see anyone challenging him. However, I do know of Tony Freeman now working with Dennis James, who I consider a guru on a real level of knowing what gurus are. And I've already seen some pictures of him. I can honestly tell you he's already exceeded his best condition ever as of right now. So, you know, he's a big guy. It's going to be really interesting to see what they stand next to. Obviously, anybody standing by themselves looks like a champion, but, you know, the work comes in on a stage.
Yeah, no doubt. And it's going to be a great way to kick off the year. And, of course, right after that, we're going to head over to Australia for the Australian Pro Championships. The contest promoter Tony Doherty is going to be throwing down there March 9th. And then we're going to return to Germany at the FIBO Flex, where I took you for the first time, I believe, way back when. And that's a massive expo. Again, this is a 200,000-person attendance thing, and it's moving back to where it originally started, Cologne, instead of Essen. It'll be in Cologne, and it's going to be moved a week earlier. It'll be the second weekend in April. Tell these guys what's going on in Germany.
That is a massive show, and as you're right, it's one of the first international shows that I appeared with you many moons ago. And I mean, those are just some beautiful times. Unfortunately, it's really sad that people are not aware of how huge that show was back in the days. I mean, I remember we couldn't even walk in the audience, that we had to piss in containers behind the booth because it was so swamped that you couldn't even get out of the booth. It was just amazing. You'd be able to see any who of who from all over the world, and be able to sign photos and autographs. You know, I've never been to the show when it was in Cologne, and unfortunately I won't be going on this year. I have an event that I have to go to in Ukazakhstan. But it's something not to miss. If you're in the area or you're looking to see what it's like over in the international world, man, it's the first and biggest show that you can probably bear witness to. I advise everyone to be there. Not to mention having Team MD there is going to be awesome.
No doubt. And real quick, Flex, I wanted you to drop in on this. Lance Armstrong, seven-time champion of the Tour de France, is going to be going on Oprah Winfrey today to talk about his ordeal. What's your perspective being a top-notch professional athlete, a guy in Lance's shoes? I mean, real quick, what's your perspective on all of that?
You know what? I honestly don't really care, not because I've done some similar things which he's been accused of, but, you know, like me and anyone else who's a world-ranked athlete, we all know that the water's dirty. You know, whether a person admits it or not, it is what it is. You know, when you're trying to be the best in the world, people are going to bring out their arsenal and try to do what they can. I'm not saying that everyone does, but we know more so than not, probably in a 90 percentile, guys get down like that. So it don't really bother me. I think people are pointing fingers at them are hypocrites, and they probably haven't been caught yet. And just the same thing as Barry Bonds. I personally know of other Hall of Famers who are in a baseball league who utilize sports technology supplements, but they never got caught. So it doesn't bother me whatsoever. You know, a lot of people say it's cheating, but, you know, I'd say riddle me this. When you have over 90% of the people doing it, really, is it really considered cheating anymore?
I tend to come down on the side of you as a fan of professional sports. These are adult men doing whatever it takes to be the best. They suffer the consequences and they reap the rewards. And when I pay a top dollar, I don't care what it is they have to do. I want to be entertained. And those athletes have got to draw the line in the sand on what they're willing to do or what not to do. However, if they're breaking specific rules that are in place, that's one thing. But we know that back in the day, they weren't even testing for half the stuff that some of these guys were doing. And, you know, it's unfortunate that we build people up and only to tear them down. Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa and Mark McGuire and Lance Armstrong. I mean, look, you can't take the accomplishment away. And if everybody's doing it, who's cheating? You're absolutely right. But Lance Armstrong, tough questions to answer today on the Oprah Winfrey Show. But this is all about bodybuilding. We've got another Hall of Fame bodybuilder coming up by way of Maryland, somebody that you know all too well, Kevin Livroni, who stole one or two contests for you. Might be a five-time Arnold Classic champion. If he hadn't got that one, are you still convinced that you beat him on that 1 year? I think it was 97 or 98?
It was actually 96 when it was 96. That big battle between me and Kevin. You know, the judges had it their way. I had it my way. I know personally Kevin knows this, and I do too. I agree more with the interview that Kevin did after that show, that Peter McGuff actually stated that he felt that I won the show also. And I handed everybody a new ass. I know Kevin didn't like that interview too much, but you know what? It's a matter of facts, and bodybuilding is about a matter of facts, and a matter of fact is he has that title on his belt, not me.
Yeah, I know. I'm one of those guys that, you know, I want my Sandals back from that damn Dorian Yates, but I'm going to get Kevin on the other side of the break. He's got mad respect for you, and you guys both entertained us for many, many years and raised the bar for myself as a competitor. And I look forward to the 25-year reunion, the first Saturday of March in Columbus, Ohio, where it all went down for our four-time all-time champion, Fabulous Flex Fuller. Flex, we'll catch up with you in Columbus, bro.
All right, I'll see you. Thanks for having me on. Happy New Year to everybody.
All right, thanks for all you do here at Team MD. Let's come back on the other side of our first commercial break in 2013 with the Maryland Muscle Machine, Kevin Livroni, right after this.
This is Lonnie Tieber from Iron Man Magazine, the greatest of all time. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Focus. focus, strength, recovery, results. Introducing Maximize, brought to you by iForce Nutrition. Tired of the same old caffeine buzz? Are you ready to step into a new world of power, energy, and intensity? Maximize has set a new standard in the supplement world, delivering tunnel vision focus, cell-swelling volumization, and unstoppable endurance. Don't settle for the current crop of underclothes products. It's time to join the next generation with Maximize, the only pre-workout supplement you need for extreme gains in strength and performance. Don't just train. Maximize your workouts. Visit www.iforcenutrition.com for details.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Levrone Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxadrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Run! Oh my guys! Business as usual, man! Run! Hurry! I stole you! I stole you! Run! Yeah!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Levrone Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend, the cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LevroneFormula.com.
Hey, this is Seth Ferosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to HumaPro.com.
Everyone knows that beef is king when it comes to building quality muscle mass. Now you can have all the anabolic power of beef with Carnivore. Beef protein isolate from muscle mass, packed with 20 times the creatine of steak and loaded with extra BCAAs. Carnivore is more concentrated than whey. Beef up with Carnivore, the most sought-after muscle-building protein ever created. For more information, visit MuscleMadsRx.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth, and he got the Hall of Famer, the Maryland Muscle Machine, one of the winningest pro bodybuilders of all time. As a matter of fact, when he retired, he was the winningest bodybuilder, unseating Vince the Prince Taylor, your five-time Master Olympia winner, Kevin Lavrone, by way of Maryland, one of the few guys to actually topple Flex Wheeler in head-to-head competition, rests comfortably in his home in Maryland and the IFBB Pro Hall of Fame. Kevin, welcome back to MD Radio.
Thank you very much, Sean. Always a pleasure to be on MD Radio, man.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I'm going to put it to you like I put it to Flex, man. Flex seems to be mellowing out in his old age. And I say old lightly because we're the same age. But he is actually welcoming the challenge from Dexter Jackson going for number four. Is it a slam dunk that he can win this 25-year anniversary and tie Flex with four Arnold Classic championships? Or can somebody like Cedric or Ed Nunn or Tony Freeman hold him at bay?
You know, from what I've seen of Dexter Jackson, I mean, Dexter's certainly come into his own at a later age. I mean, he's phenomenal. And I was talking earlier today about Dexter Jackson. I mean, it seems like he's made the right decisions. And he's the type of guy in the off season. He's not 30 or 40 pounds out of shape. You know, Dexter seems to always be within the bullseye reach of contest condition, maybe about 15 pounds out.
Right.
He's just made a lot of smart decisions, and you know, he's just a genetically gifted athlete and one of the best, you know, certainly going into the Hall of Fame. I'm certainly leaning towards Dexter Jackson that weekend.
Well, we've also seen Dexter get beat. You know, Dexter has had his peaks and his valleys, and a guy like Tony Freeman is capable of beating a guy like Dexter. The one matchup I'm looking forward to is Cedric McMillan. He's kind of the X factor. The guy's won like two or three out of the pro shows that he's entered, and yet he hasn't stood next to a heavily favored Olympian, in the form of Dexter Jackson. But Lee Haney called Cedric McMillan a guy that was a future Mr. Olympia. Is he big enough and tall enough that could expose Dexter in this lineup?
Personally, Sean, I believe that this show is Dexter's show to lose. If Dexter shows up, Dexter can only lose the show if he shows up not in shape. If Dexter Jackson shows up in shape, there's no doubt in my mind that he will walk away with this title. And I've always said that about Dexter. Now with the other guys, I mean, anything can happen. And that's what, you know, bodybuilding is, it's very exciting because you have that 24-hour window. Where these, you know, you fly and you got to carb deplete and you got to try to carb load up. Anything can happen, but right now, no disrespect towards Tony or Cedric or any other champions up there on the stage. All of these guys are great. Don't get me wrong, but Dexter Jackson, he's hot right now.
All right, now let's get back to you. I mentioned the 1996 Arnold Classic to Flex, where he said he's okay with the result, but we know that he wasn't okay. It actually caused a pretty good rift between you two, and we know these contests are judged by the judges, so you, independent of the judges, could not have stolen the title away from Flex, and Peter McGough was entitled to his opinion, but ultimately you walked off with $100,000 and the Arnold Classic title, and you beat Flex in head-to-head competition. Was that a contest that still resonates in your mind, or is that so far in the past that it's water under the bridge?
Well, it's so far in the past that it is water underneath the bridge. But when I think about Flex Wheeler and what he has accomplished and going head-to-head with him in that 96 Arnold Classic, I look at the footage and I look at Flex. I mean, Flex is he's phenomenal, and he was certainly in shape. I was, you know, I got the nod, but, you know, I was if I had got second, I wouldn't have been upset. I mean, I was a little surprised that, you know, hey, you know what? I pulled it off. I think I had more thickness and fullness. But, I mean, I think Flex was a little more conditioned than me that night, you know. But, you know, the stars had it, and they gave me the nod. And, you know, that's how it goes sometimes, you know.
Yeah, I remember you said you were bigger, and that's why you felt you won. And from your perspective, Flex wasn't as hard as you thought it was. But in hindsight, looking at pictures, you still think you did enough to win the contest. I'm not going to take it away from you, but you did enough to win the contest, and it was the size that ultimately won the show for you, not the detail.
Yeah, I was 256 pounds on that stage, and if I had came in anything less than that, I certainly would have not been able to stand next to Flex. Now, even though, you know, I think I was proud of Flex giving up maybe 15 pounds, to, you know, 20 pounds towards me, but he just has a type of physique, Sean, with the tight tie-ins, you know, the small joints and everything, to where he has an illusion that Flex Wheeler can be off and still look phenomenal. I mean, and, you know, he just has that freaky genetic gifted physique to where when he's 100% on, nobody can beat him. You know, you saw him at the Arnold Classic when he was, I think his Flex was 214 or 215. He looked phenomenal.
Yeah.
And, you know, I've toured with him. I mean, Flex beat me numerous times. I mean, I'm a Flex Wheeler fan at heart, man. And, he certainly pushed the bar for me and it's just been great doing battle with him.
All right. Well, that said, we're going to have a 25 year anniversary coming up. I just interviewed Arnold Schwarzenegger over the weekend where we are, doing right now, putting the final touches on the ASF 25, the Arnold Schwarzenegger Sports Festival. The 25 years of all the champions and its growth as a contest in the industry, including interviews with Arnold and Jim Lorimer and yourself, talking about that weekend. What can we expect when we hit the ground in Columbus, Ohio, for the person that's never been?
Well, for the person that's never been, they can expect to see all of the top bodybuilders in the world. They can expect to probably get a glance of Arnold Schwarzenegger, guys like Lou Ferrigno, walking through the expo, and also a lot of other professional athletes. I mean, Sean, you know that, you know, Mr. Lorimer's done a great job, the team, the vision that they have. I mean, this thing is steadily growing. And matter of fact, they built a whole new hotel, the Hilton, down there, and all the athletes will be staying at the Hilton. Arnold's going to be staying there. So, guys, come on down, get your tickets, and, you know, they have a chance to run into the Terminator because Arnold does come out and walk through the crowd and says hello to everyone. It's just so much going on that weekend. You know, you could run into anybody from any NFL players to, you know, anyone.
Well, moving forward, Kevin, of course, it's going to be a killer weekend. It always is. You've got Dexter Jackson winning this contest, I'm assuming.
Yeah. Well, what's your pick, Sean?
Well, I mean, I'm always cheering for the underdog, but I mean, Dexter's just doing stuff at his age that we just don't see. So I'm kind of, he won the Masters Olympia there in December. He was fourth in the Open Olympia. He won the German Championships a year ago. To bet against Dexter, is not something I would want to do at this stage of his career, doing what he's doing as good as he's doing it. But I closed with Flex last segment about, this Lance Armstrong coming on Oprah Winfrey today to talk about the admission of using the performance-enhancing drugs for the past, you know, his seven Tour de France victories. What's your take on that?
Well, my take is, if you take the drugs out of the game, the athlete's still going to be the athlete. So, it's one of those subjects that no one really likes to talk about. I don't know Lance Armstrong's business. I don't know what he did, but he did something, and unfortunately it caught up to him, and he tried to get away with it and denied it, and, you know, it bit him in the butt. I really can't put myself in his situation at this time, honestly.
Yeah, he's definitely got he's going to get hit with some hard questions from Oprah, and if he's honest, I think we'll have more respect for the guy regardless of his situation. It seems that the guys that come out are forthcoming, they seem to get a second shot at it, but I'd be remiss if we didn't acknowledge what he did for the Live Strong Foundation and, you know, the years of entertainment that he brought us, irrespective of whether he was doing it legally or not. I mean, at the end of the day, he was passing those tests, and there's a lot of other cyclists that he was up against that got caught up in the mix. Cycling is now the new baseball of the sports industry, and these guys are being made examples of. But that being said, Kevin, we're moving ahead. Rumor has it you're getting back in shape, that you potentially wanted to do the Masters contest in 2013. Is something going to happen that we are unaware of from the Kevin Lavrone camp this year?
Well, right now what we're doing over in the Kevin Lavrone camp is, I'm back in training. I want to get in the best shape of my life. Dexter Jackson has certainly been an inspiration to me sitting back. And, Sean, if you look at the guys now our age, the guys like 40s and a little middle 40s, I mean, these guys, I mean, this year, you know what? We have Kai Greene. He's turning 40. Jay Cutler's turning 40. Dexter's in his middle 40s. Tony Freeman. These guys are killing it, man. And, you know, it just goes to prove that bodybuilding is a very healthy sport. All you have to do is be smart, make the wise decisions, and follow your gut instinct, what your body tells you. So my mind, my body, and everything is intact, and I've decided to do a 2013 body transformation, document all my training and everything for my fans. And honestly, man, yeah, I missed the stage. Now, as far as moving forward to competing, right now it's out there, and I don't want to say anything right now because there's a lot of things that need to take place within the industry for the Masters to probably happen again. So I'm sitting back, waiting to see what's going to happen, but I will be in shape this year.
All right, that's it from the Maryland Muscle Machine. He's coming back in 2013, and he says he's going to be in shape. God only knows what date that's going to be. Does that mean you're going to take your shirt off, put on some posing trunks? Are you going to guest pose at a bodybuilding show or just do a photo layout? What are you going to do, compete?
Sean Ray backing me up in a corner again. I tell you what, if they stay tuned, they can hear all the information right here, Muscular Development, right here on your radio talk show. How's that,
Sean?
All
right, man. Well, hey, come back again. Let us know when all this is going down. In the meantime, we'll see the Maryland Muscle Machine and the fabulous Flex Wheeler coming up at the 25-year anniversary of the Arnold Classic Championships, where we'll all be reunited on stage. The question is, will Kevin be in his posing trunks as I wear my three-piece suit? We'll find out the first Saturday of March at the Arnold Sports Festival. Kevin, thanks for calling in.
Thank you, Sean.
All right, coming back on the other side of the commercial break, one of the most well-known, recognizable voices in the pro bodybuilding industry, Bob Citriello, right after this, by way of South Florida.
This is Marcus Haley of The Common, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sugar Sean Ray.
Arginine and AAKG are dead.
Nitric Oxide War is over. MHP introduces NO-Bomb, the world's first clinically tested nitric oxide maximizing formula. Need to experience real workouts and pumps with NO-Bomb.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
Anyone who understands the supplement market knows that fat burners as a class of products are virtually dead. Why? Because none of these products have delivered the kind of real results people have been looking for. I'm not kidding when I tell you, that's all over now. Because Mitotropin is so powerful and so profoundly different than anything else on the market, we couldn't even call it a fat burner for fear would be associated with this useless category. That's how good it is. Welcome to the world of Mitotropin.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at leveroniformula.com.
This is IFBB Pro Mike Valentino. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
There are three aspects to athletic performance: energy, endurance, and recovery. And there is one nutrient that enhances all three: oxygen. Maximize explosiveness and power, increase reps, improve muscular endurance, dramatically reduce recovery times, and enhance mental focus. No matter what your sport, no matter what your level, it's all about oxygen. Check out oxygenforenergy.com. 95% pure oxygen for serious athletes. That's oxygen, the number 4, energy.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man! Come on! Get in! I still here! It's not yet! Run!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
Go ahead!
shop the new MD Supplement Superstore, where you can find more of your favorite brands and products, upgraded customer service, and engaging cutting-edge research, along with the industry's most competitive prices.
Yes, your protein sucks. Stop flushing your money down the toilet already. You're not building muscle using it. Whey is for animals, not humans. Now get the world's first human protein. 99% anabolic, and it packs muscle extremely fast. If you want to grow today, go to humapro.com.
Stimulating talk
gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. If you want to get in on the action, call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now, back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
I'm the truth and the
All right, we're headed down South Florida where it's a paltry, balmy, freaking 80 degrees. And Bob Ciccarillo's out there smiling on the golf course. Bob, I hate to interrupt your golf game. We're here at MD Radio. Are you there?
I am here, my brother, and we have been breaking records left and right down here in Florida. So my condolences out there in La La Land. I know it's been cold and going up to the old... my old stomping grounds in upstate New York, man. They got some snow up there, but you know what? The only thing that's moving downwards here, my friend, is my golf handicap. I am lighting up the course, brother.
Yeah, and I don't know what that means exactly, but I thought all the guys moved to Florida to get the tax break because they made so much money. You're down there with Tiger Woods and company trying to avoid the tax, man. Here you are playing golf.
Hey, he gets enough of his money, so the more in our pockets, the better.
I hear you, man. Well, it is the bodybuilding season of 2013. You're now coming into your second season here with Team MD, which just got stronger, of course, with the promotion of Fit Adina, who does everything pretty much. I'm not going to say she is underutilized. She does pretty much everything, and Peter McGough has moved up the food chain a little bit there. And, of course, it's all happening with the puppet master, Steve Bleckman, utilizing all the talents and personal skills that we have here at Team MD with the Hall of Famers, Dorian and Flex and Ronnie and Kevin and yourself. So, moving forward into 2013, you have that unique perspective of being the athlete's rep, and you're also a master of ceremonies at many shows across the country. A lot of people want to know, what's going to be different about 2013 that's going to keep me interested in the game of bodybuilding, fitness, bikini, physique, and all of that stuff? You got your finger on the pulse of what's happening. What do we have to look forward to that's going to make us different and separate from last year?
Well, every year brings its own uniqueness, its own brand, Sean, as you know, and you've been in this game as long as I have, and it's interesting to see how things unfold, you know, how the veterans do, how they respond. You know, there's physiques that we're going to have seen, that we will have seen their better days, and there are physiques that are coming up the ranks, and I'll be very curious to see if improvements are made and if some of these guys can climb the ladder. I think this year, I think 2013 is going to be a year of transition, and not so much in the NPC. The amateur ranks are stronger than ever, and the numbers are off the hook. They've been breaking records all this last couple years. But in the IFBB pro ranks, I think it's going to be a year of transition. I'm going to be curious to see, Sean, how some of these shows stack up, how the numbers are coming out, competing. And it can go either way. This is a pivotal year because we've seen some great shows and we've seen some not so great shows in terms of numbers and support. And I can tell you right now, if these guys and girls don't come out and support their own, you're going to see some of these things disappear.
Yeah, the bottom line is that they have to step up. You create these divisions, you expect and assume that the athletes will come, and hopefully they'll come. I mean, the numbers, we hit some record numbers last year in some local contests. It was ridiculous at the Nationals and, you know, a lot of the John Lindsay promotions out here at MuscleContest.com. We ended the year with the Masters Olympia, and of course, the talk of the town and the toast of the town is our Masters Olympia winner, Dexter Jackson. He's got that to go along with his 08 Mr. Olympia Championship and his plethora of other victories in Germany, Italy, Australia, and all that good stuff. And so far across the board, the Hall of Famers have got Dexter Jackson as a shoe-in to Ty Flex Wheeler coming up here in Columbus, Ohio. From your perspective, Bob, I know you get a chance to do the interview with Arnold Schwarzenegger in the morning after the Arnold Classic festivities. Is that something that's going to carry over again this year, or is there any different changes?
No, actually, I'm very proud to announce that my services have been secured again from the team of Jim Lorimer and crew to come out and do the Arnold Seminar. And let me tell you, for those that were in attendance last year, they were in for a treat. I mean, this was a fantastic opportunity. And again, I want to thank Jim, Bob Lorimer, you know, again, all the crew out there for basically letting me do my thing. I mean, I came to him with kind of a crazy idea because traditionally, Sean, as you know, you've been to a few of those, you know, the seminar was okay, but I mean, to have Arnold there and he would come up to the podium and kind of say what he usually says and all that stuff. And, but it was more like he was making it was like an address, you know, the State of the Arnold address. And it wasn't really very entertaining. And I came to him with an idea and I says, look, you've got Arnold. You've got the number one guy in the game, you know, in our business and one of the best, you know, Hollywood stars in the world. I mean, but people want to know the stories. They want to know what's behind the scenes. They want to know what his opinion is on different things and in the sport and out of the sport. And they kind of gave me free rein, and it was very well received. I mean, I got almost an hour one-on-one with Arnold, which is interesting, Sean, because you know the industry of you know, from movies right into sports. Nobody gets an hour with Arnold. Nobody.
Yeah, and you know, you're lucky if you just get 5 minutes and that weekend. Mind you, he's got all of these events, and he's at all of them. And just so you know, Bob, I've attended a few. I've attended from 1989 to present. This will be my 25th year watching the evolution of this weekend explode into 18,000 athletes, 150,000 fans, and all of the inclusive events that surround it. Not to mention, it's expanded into Madrid. They just celebrated their second anniversary there. This year, the last Saturday of April, we'll be headed down to Rio de Janeiro, Brazil, which is South America. And, of course, Arnold has talks already going on with China, Australia, Russia, and potentially South Africa. So this thing is just getting to be a monstrosity. And, of course, I'm looking forward to attending and supporting all of those as they come down the pipe. But having that up-close-in-person interview with Arnold, kind of directing him and navigating him through the way that the fans want to hear from him. The guy's got like 6 films already in the can coming out in 2013.
Yeah,
it's ridiculous.
He's been busy, I tell you. He got out of the political stuff, which I don't fault the guy for wanting to do that. I think it was a natural step for Arnold, but you know, his place is in these movies. I mean, you know, The Expendables 2 was great. I mean, he's got a new one out now. He's got a whole bunch in the can. So there's lots to talk about, which will be very fun and very exciting, especially for me. I mean, I get a chance to sit there, you know, one-on-one with the great one, which, again, nobody is afforded that opportunity. So, again, I can't thank these guys for enough for trusting in me, believing in me, and putting me in that position. And it's from a fan perspective, I mean, you can't beat it. From the competition standpoint, because I want to segue into that, Sean. Mm-hmm. I know you had Flex on earlier, and I didn't hear that. But I do want to make something very clear. Is Dexter in the driver's seat to tie Flex's record? Yeah, I think he's got a great chance of doing it. We've seen the lineup come out. A lot of the superstars opting not to do this one, and that's a whole different discussion we can have. But in my opinion, and I know Flex shares this, Dexter would have to win this Arnold to tie Flex's record. Now, I make that distinction for one good reason. If he wins something in Brazil, if he wins the Arnold in Madrid, to me, that's not the same as winning 4 Arnold Classic titles of the original Arnold. The one in Columbus, that's the one that Flex Wheeler did, that's the 4 that he won. I think you need to do that in order to tie that record. Your thoughts, Sean?
Well, bottom line is he ties Flex if he wins this competition, which is not a guarantee. And if I'm him, I go down to Brazil a month later and win the first ever Brazilian championship. Dexter's automatically a shoe-in first ballot Hall of Famer. He's won contests on multiple continents. To add a Brazilian Arnold Classic to a record-tying 4 Arnold Classic would make him a 5-time Arnold Classic champion, a Masters winner, and an Olympia Masters winner. Nobody coming up behind him is in a position to do that, and that would separate himself from the Flex Wheelers of the world when we look back 20 years from now to see who's the greatest Arnold Classic champion of all time, because there would be the Arnold Classic in Brazil. I thought he should have gone after the Olympia, where he got 4th place, over to Spain and had that rubber match with Sean Roden, because Sean Roden was 3rd in the Olympia and Dexter was 4th, arguably so. And Dexter's a very experienced, traveled bodybuilder who probably could have caught Sean Roden a little bit off. Sean wasn't as sharp as he was at the Olympia, whereas Dexter, we know, has the experience to tighten up and could have won that Arnold Spain.
had the Arnold Classic tying here in Columbus this year, then potentially win over in Brazil. And, man, would he really have set himself apart had he done that. But it's not too late. He has to win in Columbus, Ohio first and then go on to Brazil, and I think he'd really establish himself as one of the unique bodybuilders of our generation.
Well,
that being said, Bob,
there's
a lot of other subplots along that. Now, the Arnold's not real deep in talent this year, so Dexter out of the way, and you've got a contest where it's a coin toss with Ed Nunn, Tony Freeman, and some of the other guys coming up in that contest. What do you make of the best of what's left with Big Ben Pakulski and crew?
Well, Tony Freeman, to me, is the only guy that can beat Dexter on that stage. Ben Pakulski is a great... I like Ben Pakulski. I like what he brings. Is he at that level yet? No, he's not. And nor are any of the other guys. But Tony Freeman is, I hate to use the expression, the X Factor. Because he's made some changes. He's got some changes in his camp. He's got the kind of physique. And you also got to look at history, Sean. Now, traditionally, even though Dexter, with all due respect, has three Arnold Classic championships under his belt, of late, he has not come in on point at the Arnold Classic. He has come in on point when it's counted, and that's been for the big payday and that Masters Olympia title, and, of course, the year before that, the World Masters Championship. But if you look at his track record over the last 3-4 years, that's not been the case. So that's going to make for an interesting lineup. You know, if I'm Tony Freeman, I got to be sensing blood in the water. I got to be thinking, if I ever got a chance to win an Arnold Classic, to make my stamp on the sport, this is it coming up. And what you might see is the best Tony Freeman that you've ever seen on stage. Going back to what you said earlier, is there anybody coming up that can even match Dexter for that record? No, the only guy conceivably that could, and it probably won't happen for a variety of reasons, is Jay Cutler.
Yeah,
he's the only guy that even has anywhere near the amount of victories and Arnold Classic championships in Olympia. Of course, he's got a few more Olympia titles under his belt, but he's the only guy, Sean. Nobody else is even close.
All right. Well, we're going to be there in person at the 25th Annual Arnold Sports Festival. Bob Ciccarillo will be interviewing actor extraordinaire, contest promoter, and seven-time Mr. Olympia Arnold Schwarzenegger right there in the comfy surroundings of the Veterans Memorial Auditorium. A lot of things going down in Columbus. We'll have a lot of preview action as we lead into that show. A lot of the athletes will come on here to speak directly to what they think is going to happen come Columbus, Ohio. But right now, Bob Ciccarillo, welcome back to 2013. We've got a lot on our plate to cover this year, and I'm looking forward to covering it with you, my friend.
You know what? We always have a lot of fun, Sean, and that's the key to this game is, you know, and that's also the reason that we're both still in this game. You know, we have a lot of fun. We're both fans of the sport. I saw an interesting thread earlier on debating who was a better bodybuilding historian, yourself, myself, or Peter McGuff. Now, I'm actually going to take myself out of this mix, bro, because you actually have a much better memory with much more detail than I do in competitions and guys in it. Peter's tough. I mean, that's a good one. I'd actually like to see that maybe some sort of a lively debate on
Peter,
that, because
Peter
I think you're right there.
I
think you give Peter a run.
If Peter puts enough Guinness up on the table and we have a nice little bet, Peter will probably come up for that challenge. We'll see, maybe somewhere down the road we can stage that as an MDTV special with you as the moderator.
Yeah, then I could hang with you guys for a little bit. I could moderate. I don't think I can beat either one of you when it comes to the overall historian. I think you and Peter would go
We'll explore that before the year goes. I got to take this final commercial break, Bob, but we'll see you in Columbus, Ohio, and looking forward to a great year with you.
You got it, bro.
All right, the voice of professional bodybuilding. That's Bob Ciccarillo, your men's IFBB athletes rep, master of ceremonies extraordinaire. We're going to catch him in Columbus, Ohio. Take our final commercial break. Coming back with the co-producer of the ASF 25 Arnold documentary, Patrick Rivera, right here from Irvine, California, after this commercial break.
Hey, this is Seth Ferrosi, IFBB Pro, and you're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
If you're looking for the no-bull supplements, Zero Limits is the brand for you. Zero Limits products represent the hierarchy of bodybuilding supplements. Zero Limits is for those who dare to force their bodies through the torturous acts of physical challenge and display a whatever-it-takes-to-win attitude. Zero Limits goes beyond the mundane pack of Me Too products with the development of a real breakthrough and innovation to take muscle building further than it has ever gone before. Zero Limits has revolutionized testosterone enhancements with Novatec.
test. Experience unprecedented 10,000% increases in testosterone and watch your strength and muscle gains go through the roof. NovaTest is in a class of its own for a select group of athletes who live by the zero limits philosophy of never setting limits on themselves. NovaTest, fast, powerful, potent elevations in testosterone. NovaTest from Zero Limits. Order NovaTest at www.getxl.com because large isn't big enough.
From the creators of Bullnox, the first testosterone-infused pre-workout nitric oxide, Betancourt Nutrition presents new Fosflex Creatine, the only creatine, insulin, and complete joint support formula on the planet. Check out Betancourt Nutrition on Facebook, Twitter, and BetancourtNutrition.com.
Leveroni Formula, giving fitness products a good name.
Run! Oh my eyes! Business as usual, man!
For the best workout of your life, use Nox Pump, the strongest pre-workout powder in bodybuilding. Get Nox Pump at health food stores everywhere.
This is Jay Cutler, and you listen to Team MD Radio with Sean Ray.
Testosterone is the king of anabolic hormones, and Test Charge is unlike any testosterone amplifier you've ever tried, because only Test Charge has taxidrol, a substance that grows in only one place in the world and is only found in Test Charge. Test Charge will jack your testosterone levels like some banned substances, but rest assured, there's nothing illegal in Test Charge. Test Charge is the secret weapon used by IFBB living legend Flex Wheeler. And now you too can join the pro ranks. Go to AAEFX.com to learn more about where you can find Test Charge today.
Leveroni Formula, Extreme Nitric Pump Blend. The cleanest and most powerful pre-workout mix available today. Order it now at LeveroniFormula.com.
Over the years, iForce Nutrition has brought you some of the most powerful muscle-building products ever seen in the bodybuilding world. Now, after years of research and development, we are proud to introduce our first launch into the world of thermogenic fat loss with Adipoxil. Adipoxil isn't your run-of-the-mill fat burner. Adipoxil is new and rewriting the definition of fat loss. Adipoxil's competition strength formula is so powerful, in one cycle, you can go from soft to shredded. When being lean isn't enough, get shredded with Adipoxil. For more information, visit iForceNutrition.com.
Did you know your protein has an anabolic to catabolic ratio? Until now, all the proteins on the shelf were way more catabolic than anabolic. So guess what? You're not growing.
Oh.
Nice to know all that money you're spending is going to the toilet rather than muscle, huh? Marketing doesn't build muscle, but a protein built for humans does. 99% anabolic, so you grow and grow and grow. See why at humapro.com and give the bathroom a break.
This is IFBB Pro, Jason Hull. You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
You're listening to MD Radio with Sean Ray. You want to get in on the action? Call Team MD now at 1-866-472-5788. Now back to MD Radio with Sean Ray.
All right, we covered a lot of ground today. We had a couple of Hall of Famers and the athletes rep, Bob Ciccarillo, in here. And now we've got the producer of the 25-year Arnold Sports Festival documentary, the first of its kind. Also the producer of The Evolution of Bodybuilding by way of Irvine, California. Let's bring on Patrick Rivera. Patrick, are you there?
What's going on, Sean?
Pat, you are the man, dude. It wasn't a couple of short years ago that I sat down in that chair where you were asking me questions about Muscle Beach, and it blossomed into The Evolution of Bodybuilding, where you saw yourself sitting across from Joe Weider, Larry Scott, and Lee Haney, and Labrada, and Gaspari. It was almost like the pages of Muscle and Fitness came to life for you, and then you realize that I was with Muscular Development, and through my resources,
Dude,
you
I'm
were able to bring together the evolution of bodybuilding, and now it's spawned into you sitting across the table from guys like Jim Lorimer and Arnold Schwarzenegger and Flex Wheeler and Vince Taylor and Adela Garcia, Branch Warren, Kai Greene, Kevin Lavrone, the who's who of the Arnold Sports Festival champions, and now you're a bona fide documentary producer. That I got to tell you, Pat, it's a blessing you came into my life because I was able to use my talents and you were able to use my talents, and we were able to bring these two films together, which basically it's never been done before. We've got the history of the Olympia, and now you've captured the essence of the Arnold Sports Festival. Speak on what that experience is like for you.
Well, I mean, you turned me into an 18-year-old kid again. I mean, being a fan of all the magazines and seeing you in there and seeing all the guys that we interviewed, it was like a dream come true. And then, you know, when we went and interviewed Arnold, oh, my God, I mean, right there, that was the pinnacle of all interviews for me. And I was actually blessed to be in the same room and go, wow, I'm very fortunate and very blessed to be in the situation I'm in right now.
Well, for the fans out there that have never been to the Arnold Classic, I think we did a very good job of capturing from a wide variety of athletes that have won on that stage what that contest means to them, even in hindsight. I mean, we got the active champion in Branch Warren. His perspective on winning was a lot different than a very emotional Flex Wheeler and Kai Greene as they reflected on their past wins. We got a couple of them moved to tears. I know Adela Garcia was very emotional in her interview. But matter-of-factly, it was laid out by Arnold and Jim exactly what their plan was in 1989 to make this the biggest sports weekend, which has blown away the Olympic Games in terms of participation numbers. What are some of the gems that you got listening to these athletes talk about the experience of the Arnold Classic weekend?
Well, the one thing that I really got out of it was I love the passion. I mean, we're talking half of these people that we interviewed are either retired or they're still continuing, but it was the passion and the love for the sport. And I saw it in their eyes, like you said, when we interviewed Flex, we saw just that emotion come out of what he was feeling. I got that from the ladies. I got that from even Jim. You know, Mr. Lorimer was just a great interview. He told his whole story, and he's still passionate to this day about what he's doing.
Yeah, well, that thing is almost coming to a close. You got one outstanding interview with Iris Kyle coming up, a eight-time Miss Olympia winner who's getting ready for the Miss International Championships. I think she's going for her seventh title there. But that being said, it will be showcased at the 25th annual reunion of Arnold Classic Champions and available for purchase. It'll be there. Patrick, in the meantime, if someone wanted to get a running start, where would they go to make an order to get the 25-year anniversary of the Arnold Sports Festival?
They can go to the production website, which is www.trickent.com. And then just hit the shop site. It'll take you right there.
Yep, it'll take you right there. You can also pick up The Evolution of Bodybuilding, which chronicles the 46 years of the Mr. Olympia winners and first runner-ups and the history of that competition, as well as the Sean Ray Essentials DVD. There's six of my DVDs that we got there on the collection. But more importantly, stay tuned for the 25th anniversary of the Arnold Sports Festival right there at www.trickent.com. And your producer, Patrick Rivera, thanks for all you're doing for bodybuilding. We're going to also catch up with you, hopefully, either at the LA Fit Expo or in Columbus, where that DVD is going to be on display.
I'll be there.
All right, Patrick Rivera, thanks for calling in. And with that, I want to remind you guys that it's this Saturday and Sunday, the LA Expo, the Fit Expo is going down. You want to visit their website, www.thefitexpo.com, for all your ticket information. Jake Cutler, Ronnie Coleman, Phil Heath, Sean Roden, Flex Wheelo, Hita Tada Yamagishi, and more will all be in the house. Team MD will be in the house. Jordan Bleckman will have the MDTV camera. Our Fit Adina will be there with her typewriter. I shouldn't say typewriter. That makes me very old. She'll have her iPad or her computer. She'll be putting it all together, man. She works outside the box when it comes to these shows. But you can get all your ticket information. Lonnie Tepper will be there emceeing the Ironman Naturally Championships going down on the 19th and 20th, right there at the LA Convention. It is the West Coast's largest Fit Expo. I want to say special thanks to all our guests, Fabulous Flex Wheeler, the Maryland Muscle Machine, Kevin Lavrone, the voice of bodybuilding, Bob Chicarillo, and, of course, Patrick Rivera for putting that 25-year anniversary DVD together and capturing Arnold Schwarzenegger himself. We'll speak on that documentary. Make sure you get your hands on that. We'll see you guys out there. Check back on Monday when we come back with a review of the LA Fit Expo and a preview with our athletes going into the 25-year Arnold Sports Festival weekend. It is Monday, no Monday Night Football, so peace. I'm out.
You've been listening to MD Radio, a look at the world of bodybuilding and health and fitness. Join Sean Ray again next Monday at 4 p.m. Pacific Time, 7 p.m. Eastern on the Voice America Variety Channel.